This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. It's January 22nd, the day after Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And this is episode number 86 of the Red Hot Broadcast. I'm your host, Amanda, and with me is the crack technical staff.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Hi.
Again. Because we were about...
Episode 86 got 86'd.
Episode 86 take two, because we were about 20 minutes into it when Audacity unexplainedly quit. They probably said unexpectedly. I like unexplainedly.
Yes. Stupid man.
It was both unexplained and unexpected. And so now we're starting over.
Yes.
That's all right, because I think that we blathered on quite a long time about holidays and trash pickup the last time we went through, so you're going to be spared that this time around.
What? You don't think people would enjoy garbage talk?
Well, you know.
Wasn't that what the Mitchell Report was?
I was going to say they listened to an awful lot of like Howard Stern and whatnot, so. Anyway, so here we are. Episode 86.
Trying to go through the news.
Talking a little bit about the news that's going on in NLC baseball and in baseball in general. Which
yes,
is where we start our program
that is
today.
Where we start. Mr. Bud Selig.
Fantastic news
he
for
has
baseball.
Done such an outstanding...
Just look at the state of baseball
oh
today.
Oh my God. OMG.
I tell
LOL.
You what. RTFM?
Yes.
it's like you just look around and you say, do I have a good job? Are my taxes low? Do I love baseball? Let's bring back Bud Selig. Let's do it.
Yes, through 2012.
Because heaven knows that 2009 wasn't going to be long enough.
No.
I think that they just needed somebody who could make an apologetic face when everything fell apart around him and pretend like he was going to do something and not actually do anything. Because, as you said the first time we did this, the steroids brought in the money for the sport.
It sure did. And
where would we have been without a home run race?
That's true.
Well, I wasn't anywhere around. That was before.
Well, it did actually kind of bring you to baseball because that we were in Mexico at the time and I started watching the news about Bonds and McGuire.
Yeah, you did.
McGuire and Sosa.
Yeah, I officially put myself at as a baseball fan in 2000.
Okay, fine.
1998 can kiss my booty.
Okay.
I was
so yay, Bud Selig. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. It was actually, in less baseball related, and yet entirely more exciting news. We were at the Screaming Mimes CD release party this weekend, chilling out with the Mimes and their vast throngs of fans at the Southgate House.
At the Southgate House in Newport, Kentucky.
It was a good time. It was.
It was.
And, be on the lookout for the YouTube videos of us making complete and total asses of ourselves, because we did get out on the dance floor.
I wouldn't call it dancing, though.
You know, there was a whole throng of women. There was, like, a lot of women who were up there dancing. And I don't know that I'd call what they were doing dancing either, because they hadn't had quite enough to drink.
Mm.
So they were, you know, kind of a little timid, you know, a little, like, not wanting to look stupid. And, you know, they're, you know, not party girls. They didn't seem like they were big dancers by nature. More of the, you know, professional, down-to-earth kind of crowd. And then there's us. Shooting tequila. Living it up. It's like
well, you know, you got to do it once a year or so.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing.
Or a month, you know, whatever.
A week. No.
A day.
Actually, it takes me probably 2 to 3 weeks to recover from an evening like that. It's like I don't feel like going anywhere near anything alcoholic for at least 3 days afterwards.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't want a beer. No.
I'm good. Thanks.
No, not even a Michelob Ultra.
It was a great
Ultra,
time.
Thank you.
It was a
Oh, it
Despite
was so
our tomfoolery, it was an excellent show from the Mimes.
Mm-hmm.
They made a lot of good noise.
That's true.
There were no boxes that they found themselves trapped in.
Thankfully. The wind died down enough so that they did not have to walk against it.
Right.
And, you know, no one stepped on their toes causing them to scream. So it was an entire misnomer. I don't even know what to think about that.
Yes, that's weird.
It was a good time, though. And yeah, no, do keep an eye out on the YouTubes because there were cameras everywhere. And
buy their CD.
Tragedy Comic.
It's available on iTunes.
Is it on iTunes?
It
it's
is.
Also on CDBaby.com. CDBaby. And through their website, ScreamingMimes.com.
It's good stuff.
Mm, yeah, it is. I recommend it.
Back to the baseball.
Mm.
The Reds
well,
have...
that was baseball. Come on.
Oh, okay. Close enough.
Yeah.
The Reds have assigned a new free agent pitcher.
No way.
Yeah.
I bet it's some big name star. Somebody that
there
I,
are no big name stars I, left. The biggest name
really
left.
Going to knock my socks
who's
off.
Who's a pitcher is Kyle Loesch.
Kyle Loesch.
They did not sign Kyle Loesch.
They did not sign Kyle Loesch
so far. Yes.
Hang in there, man. Keep the faith.
No, it's Jeremy Affelt.
What? Walt Jocketty is on staff now. Kyle Loesch is coming to town.
Jeremy Affelt, a 28-year-old left-hander from Colorado.
All right, from Colorado, huh?
Yeah, so he's got to be good.
Well, you know, it's a pretty cushy stadium. It's pretty cushy.
I don't know.
Big caverns.
He had a career year last year. Before that, he's kind of sucked. But I figure he can't be worse than Mike Stanton.
Can't be worse than Mike Stanton so far. I didn't really work. Never mind. Okay.
But I don't even know that I want to think about Mike Stanton being worse.
Dude, how much longer is he on
through this year? Through 2008.
2-year contract? What I believe, the heck? Yeah. Okay, well, welcome to the team, Jeremy. And, you know, good luck to you. And
knocking Mike Stanton off the team.
Yeah, please. Exactly. That'd
be good.
That'd be fine. And you know, hopeful things. What else is going on? And
well,
about the rest of
there's lots of transactions over the last week as the arbitration deadline nears. Hearings begin on the February 1st.
You know when they ought to do arbitration is in January. Wait, that is when they do arbitration. Never mind.
Yes, I think they've got the right right time. But players and teams have been exchanging numbers, mm-hmm. finding out how far apart they
are. You're talking about jersey numbers, right?
Yes.
I want 4. No, you can't have 4.
Yeah. Considerably more zeros after it than that, though.
Okay. So, like who? Give me an example.
The Astros have signed several. They have 2 players remaining, Mark Loretta and their new closer, Jose Valverde.
Valverde. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome. They just signed him. They just traded for him, and then it's like, welcome to the team. Let's go through arbitration.
Here's why you suck.
We're going to pick you apart.
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be able to do something about that.
And, okay, it's April now. Win a game for it. Yes, you're awesome. What?
You suck, Tiger.
Go get him.
Yeah.
It's a weird system.
Yeah, arbitration is not a pretty thing. Especially for these guys, because, you know, like, they're fragile little egos and whatever, you know, they're not, I don't know, not all of them, obviously, but many, many of these guys are going to have a hard time with that.
The Brewers also have 2 players, mm-hmm. J.J. Hardy and Dave Busch. J.J. Hardy of the Red Hot Mamas.
Of the now world famous Red Hot Mamas NLC Hottest Baller
That's
Tournament.
Right.
Single elimination tournament between 15 of the hottest NLC players and 1 guy in limbo. We haven't gotten to that guy yet.
Ah. I'm afraid J.J. Hardy's not advancing to the next round.
Alas, poor J.J. Hardy came up against
Joey
Votto.
He ran into a certain Canuck.
The locomotive train that was Joey Votto. And it's really not fair because J.J. Hardy really is better looking. But, you know, the fans on the people who read Red Hot Mama do tend toward the Reds fan side of things. I don't know why that is.
Just because you're only a Reds blog for, like, 2 years.
2 years? Come on, people.
Jeez.
You know. But that's all right. Maybe next time, JJ. I mean, he's not going to get any worse looking.
No. And he'll be with the Brewers for a while if he's just now arbitration eligible.
And, you know, maybe he'll get lucky and come up against, like, Burnett, who's going up in this one. Poor guy.
Moving on to the Cardinals. They just signed one of their arbitration eligible players, a certain Yadier Molina.
I haven't heard of that kid.
Yes. I think he's
Is he
got
new?
I don't know. I think I've heard of his bat. It's very good, maybe. And he's very tall.
I think it's his running. It's his running game.
The catcher for the Cardinals in what I believe was his first year of eligibility for arbitration mm-hmm. signed a 4-year deal. For $15.5 million.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Takes care of all of his.
It's kind of a
arbitration
thug.
Years. Well, now maybe that's a good thing.
Now he's a rich thug.
A rich thug.
Of course, he wasn't a rich thug before, by thug standards.
Well, I think it'll probably be worth it 4 years, that might be a little long, but he's still young.
He's pretty young. He'll be all right.
The contract ends before catchers tend to decline. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, he's got a hell of an arm.
Yeah. They do have, the Cardinals do have one player left, reliever Todd Wellemeyer.
So. Very good.
The Cubs, they had only one player total in the whole team.
Yeah.
Of everyone eligible for arbitration, and he's already been signed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That just goes to show how old the Cubs are.
Or if not old, then how many free agents they've signed.
Yeah.
Because they...
Well, I mean, you couldn't be a free agent unless you were
that's true.
Older than arbitration eligible, right?
It depends on when the player first appears in the majors.
Yeah, so?
Because there's a certain number of years. So
what does that have to do with anything?
Well, they can range in age anywhere from...
Oh, you're talking about absolute age. Yeah. Nevertheless, but I mean, your free agents are generally going to be older than your arbitration eligible players. And the Cubs not having any arbitration eligible players, I think says something about their age. I mean, they're signing people left and right. They're getting the big stars and, you know, something, anything to try to win.
Right.
Too bad it's not working. Of course, I can't say that it didn't work. I guess they won the division.
They did.
So go Cubs.
Yeah.
What else?
Pirates. They have one player left. The former batting champion of the National League, Freddy Sanchez.
How former?
I believe it was 2 years ago he had the best average.
Wow. Go Sanchez.
He's, yeah. The teams are 0.8 million
with
apart.
With the Pirates?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he'd have to be.
Yeah. He was. I can't remember if that was his rookie year or not. He's a solid little hitter.
Huh.
But, go figure. It looks like he's going to be making between 4 and 4.8 million this next year, which is... quite a bit for a team like the Pirates, really.
No joke, man. That's like their whole payroll, isn't it? I think that's half their payroll.
That's like the price of a Dominican Academy.
Well, they're going to count on like free labor from their people at their Dominican Academy to make up for the fact that they're paying him $4.8 million. So which team is last in alphabetical order?
That would be the Reds again.
No.
Still this week.
Even now?
Even now. And they have two players left, Matt Belisle and Brandon Phillips.
Okay. I've heard of these Phillips.
Yeah, the numbers they exchanged with Belisle aren't too far apart. The team offered $1 million, and Belisle countered with $1.65.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about reasonable, I think.
Now, Phillips is interesting. There's a much wider disparity between the two numbers than any other players I've seen in the Central.
Okay.
The team offered $2.7 million.
See, I think that's a little low.
Yeah. The teams you... offer usually is.
Okay.
Phillips countered with $4.2 million.
That's maybe a touch high.
Yeah.
I think it is just a touch high though. I mean I wouldn't be shocked to hear that they signed him for that much.
Yeah. It's hard to say. But regardless, Phillips is gonna earn some money this next year.
Phillips is getting some bank.
Hopefully they can I would think they would want to be signing him long term though, getting past this arbitration and yearly.
That's what I would think.
Garbage.
But I mean, so does this mean that when they exchange numbers, does it have to be on a 1 year basis?
No, the hearing. It might even up until minutes before, like the before the hearing actually begins, they can sign something.
Yeah, I've heard about that, but I didn't know if
it was
a year, like a time frame that had to be.
It doesn't preclude any kind of deal. You can do whatever you want.
Well, you know, just a word going out from the Red Hot broadcast to the upper management of the Cincinnati Reds. I think that it might be in your best interest to think about signing Mr. Brandon Phillips for more than 1 year.
Yes, since he is the face of the team.
Yeah, I mean, no, seriously, he is. And between, really, if you talk about like player popularity-wise, which I know that a lot of people downplay, but I think it's very important. The PR side of the baseball game is really it's a very real part of the operation of the organization. And you got Ryan Friel, probably the most popular player, you know, on a person-to-person level on the whole team. But, dude, he's like, 31?
Yeah, he's getting – I'm not sure if he's that old.
30?
But yeah, like he's getting older.
Got to look for the next
guy.
Yeah, and he's not – doesn't even have a, you know, a position. And, like, heck yeah, keep him around. He's awesome. But, you know, you got to be on the lookout for the young player who's going to be the face of your organization. And I think that is clearly – Brandon Phillips. You know, either him or Hatterberg.
There you go.
You know, one or the other.
Right.
Well, arbitration was fun to talk about. What else have we got, crack technical staff?
We have a Cubs convention that was just held this past weekend.
Cubs convention's a big deal, man.
It was packed.
Yeah, it's a sold-out event.
Yes, sold-out event every year. And I believe it's unlike the Reds convention that we've been to. There's a limited number of tickets for the Cubs.
That's true. Yeah, and man, the people that they get to come to these things. I saw the guest list, man. They went on and on and on and on. It was like prospects and current players and former players and, you know, just everyone is there. It's huge. And I remember reading when even before the Cubs convention, tickets went on sale. Every hotel room in town was booked up. You couldn't get a hotel in Chicago for that weekend before they were even on sale.
So certainly not everyone who booked a hotel
got a ticket?
Got a ticket.
One would think, but I don't know how this Cubs thing works.
I don't know.
Maybe they have some sort of thing going on. Yeah. Whatever.
So there's lots of autograph signings and lines out the wazoo there, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Packed people, elbow to elbow, belly to belly, back to back.
They don't give a damn.
Yeah. In one of the panels, I was reading a report over there on thegoatriders.org.
The Goat Riders.
Yeah.
One of our favorites.
They apparently go there, and this year and last year passed out postcard-sized Photoshops of theirs that they post throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's funny stuff. But in one of the panels, Lou Piniella was present, and he was being asked some questions, and he disclosed the opening day lineup.
Oh, my.
And despite or what it would be if he were opening that day, you know, there's always the managerial doublespeak and not really saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he had Soriano still leading off, even with Kosuke Fukudome and some of the other.
Oh, is he supposed to be a leadoff hitter?
It's been mentioned, bandied about.
Well, I don't know, man. With the ego on Soriano, I wouldn't be screwing around with him at all. Yeah. Just like, let him do what he wants
to
do.
Well, they pressed Piniella on, like, why is he still batting leadoff? Because he's not your typical leadoff hitter.
No, Pinella's not your typical manager.
No. And Piniella didn't really answer the question. He, like, rambled on about a former teammate, Bobby Bonds, back in the 70s, hitting leadoff. And then when he was dropped down in the order, he didn't hit as well until he was moved back up into the leadoff spot.
Okay. Well, that seems like it answers the question. He's afraid that Soriano's not going to hit as well lower in the order.
I guess.
Seems like you might want some evidence to back that up, but it doesn't seem like it's unrelated.
I guess it's a similar situation. It just seemed kind of, when I was playing, this happened, so.
Well, you know, that just means he's ready to commentate. Get him up there with Joe Morgan. You know, when I was a player.
Yeah.
I used to play for a team. What else?
Albert Pujols of the Cardinals held a press conference.
Heard of him. Who? Are you sure you're not talking about Prince Albert?
thanks for the image.
No problem. Go on.
Go and Google that image, everyone, if you are not familiar.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Back when the Mitchell Report was released, before it came out, there were several media outlets reporting a list of names.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is who's in it. This is who the cheating scumbag steroid users are.
So did they just, like, pick people at random? Because, I mean, it was now.
It kind of seemed like it. But Albert Pujols was among some of those.
No, he may lie about his age. But I don't know that he's on the drugs. I think he's just he may just be big. He's a big fella.
Could be.
He could be.
In the St. Louis market, it was a Fox station that broke the particular story that had him in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these unfounded allegations, of course.
Right.
Journalism
well,
at
it
its
is
finest.
Fox. Come on.
Fair and balanced. But, like, he had this press conference to talk about it and, you know, kind of went off against the media a little bit. But he didn't allow the Fox reporter from that particular station into the press conference.
What? But come on. It was, like, his opportunity to get real news.
I guess.
I mean, here's get the facts. Come on, buddy. Get in here and grovel.
But he professed to not be using steroids and all that good stuff.
Well, thank goodness he held a press conference for that.
Yes.
I'm going to hold a press conference to tell people I don't use steroids.
I have used them. Once.
That time I had poison ivy.
I had poison ivy.
Man, they were awesome. They took care of that poison ivy right quick.
Even cleared up some acne for a while.
I don't have acne. I don't know if Albert Pujols does. No. I can't say anything.
Anyway.
Okay.
So there was that.
All right. Well, good for you, Albert Pujols.
Keeping it clean.
You know, not being caught using steroids and telling us that and confirming through via news conference that you were not caught using steroids.
Right.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Thank you.
And our last item, it's another Reds thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, we're kind of Reds heavy over here at Mama.com.
Their future spring training plans are currently up in the air.
Yeah, they have
their contract with their current location in Sarasota, Florida, ends after this year.
Sure.
So they're exploring their options. The Sarasota town and county has seemed resistant to keeping the Reds there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was originally, like, the state-backed bill with financing to upgrade the facilities there, Ed Smith Stadium, as it's called. And that fell through. And then, like, the county is voting on this thing, but they, to see if they could do something to keep the Reds there. And it failed today.
Wow. So, this very day.
There's still some options. Some, like, several of the county commissioners do want the Reds to stay, but they're in the minority. Mm-hmm. I think the vote required a unanimous vote.
Holy cow.
It was only, like, of the five, it was only 3-2, so they needed 5-0.
They needed to do something.
Yeah, so it's
bake
it's,
those people
it's
some
not
cookies.
Looking good.
You know, I think that the I've read, you know, kept up with this a little bit, and the Reds are being really a little bit unreasonable. They're asking for a whole lot.
Sure.
And asking for this town to just pay for all of it. Like, we're gracing you with our presence.
All of it, but yeah, most of it.
And so I can see why the Sarasota is a little bit reticent. But without the Reds, what are they? They are a city of traffic jams. That's all. The traffic there is god-awful.
There's some nice beaches.
Nearby, sort of. I mean,
it's still in the county.
In the county. Yes, Sarasota County. Sarasota, in a county with nice beaches. That would be their town slogan.
There you go.
If you can get there through the traffic.
And the Circus Museum.
Ooh.
Okay.
Don't go to the Circus Museum.
Yeah, that's actually a reason not to go.
No. I didn't like the Art Museum either. Maybe I'm just not...
It wasn't really an art museum. It was like...
A personal collection.
The personal collection of the circus dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wasn't crazy about that either.
I didn't like his taste.
Mm-mm. A lot of Baroque stuff, it seemed like. A lot of...
Anyway.
Boring. There was a picture of a cow that or sunlight. That was all.
There you go.
The one picture of the cow.
Sarasota.
The picture of the cow. Come see our picture of the cow. Drive through an hour's worth of traffic to get to some beaches that are in the same county as us.
You say an hour's worth, but it's still like, you know, 5 miles.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'll realize that you left your sunblock and you're like, crap, there's no place to walk. Yeah, so what happens if they don't stay in Sarasota?
Well, they've been they've been going out to Arizona investigating some options there.
Arizona.
And there's a place there that has the Cleveland Indians starting this year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty gung-ho on doing the Arizona place is really wanting to have the Reds do a joint thing with the Indians.
Well, in Arizona, they do that a lot, where they've got the joint complexes and people can...
And I think that would be great for all those Ohio residents who like both teams, you know?
Sure. Well, that's true. I mean, not going out to Arizona versus Florida, but I guess if you're flying, you're flying, you know?
Yeah.
Who even cares? And I'd like to see Arizona. I wouldn't mind that. I do wonder what would happen to Sarasota. I mean, would the Sarasota Reds stay there?
Yeah, I don't know.
And I mean, Ed Smith Stadium is, you know,
it's
old.
Okay. It's not as bad as the Indians' facilities.
Oh, man.
But with the Reds knowing that they could get... So
Except
much
not,
from other places, you
so,
know, it's hard for them not to say, well, renovate this.
So if the Indians have moved then, is just no one there? What's going on in, where is
I
that?
I haven't checked. I don't think, that's
Winter Haven. Winter Haven, previously the home of the Red Sox spring training. All the Red Sox fans moved down there to retire and then were very disappointed when the Indians came to town.
Yes, the Chain O' Lakes Park.
And, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was not crazy about
it. It was
the
so bad we went once and never went
and
back.
And didn't go back.
Despite opportunities, too.
Yeah. What's awesome was that the spring training, Florida spring training book that I got to review. Like, the guy loved the Indian Stadium because he must have been an Indians fan or something and had fond memories there or something. I don't know. Like,
I'm sure it was nice at one point.
I don't know if I just went on, like, the most depressing day in the year.
That could have been as well. I don't know.
I felt, like, oppressed by the feeling of despair in the town. And
so right now, it's looking like the Reds will be going to Arizona starting in... I think the earliest they could have them there would be 2010. So I guess they'd do a one-year deal in Sarasota or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll be looking forward to that.
So maybe new places to go for spring training, new teams to see. If they're in Arizona, that'd be a completely different league.
It's always an adventure, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always a good time. A cactus league. Okay.
Yeah, we'd have to stop eating grapefruits and start eating cactuses.
Mmm. Cactus fruits.
Cacti fruit.
Mm-hmm. Cactics.
Cactics.
I think that perhaps that's enough.
Okay.
And we've managed to get through the entire program without unexpectedly quitting on us. So.
Right.
I really appreciate that. Thank you, Audacity. And thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in once again on the Red Hot broadcast this week. We'll be checking in again next week. Hopefully some interesting stuff will have happened with the NL Central. And until then, hang in there, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
The Red Hot broadcast is recorded weekly in front of a live studio audience. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.